Well, the Spanish dictator, General Francisco Franco, no longer lies in a grand state mausoleum near Madrid, but in a private vault next to his wife. 44 years after his death, General Franco's remains have been exhumed and reburied. The dictator's family vehemently opposed the move, and the case ended up in Spain's Supreme Court. But those who fought against Franco and their relatives have been celebrating a day they thought might never come. Barbara Miller has been taking a look at the controversial events.
They drank cava and danced into the night in Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square, celebrating the fact that General Franco, the man who seized power after Spain's bloody civil war in 1939 and ruled the country with an iron fist until his death in 1975, was no longer exalted, removed from the grand Valley of the Fallen mausoleum to a private burial site.
El tiempo que han tardado no importa.
The time this has taken doesn't matter. Time disappears. What matters is that they have removed him.
Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said reburying Franco was an important step in the country's history.
Hoy España cumple consigo misma.
Spain today comes to terms with its past. It's one step further towards reconciliation, which can only rest in the democracy and freedom that all of us share.
Outside the mausoleum, Franco supporters beg to differ. They gather to pray for Spain's strongman.
Franco presente. Viva España. Viva.
Franco is present. Long live Spain, says this woman. Mr. Sanchez will pay a high price. A high price, she says. As she speaks, she raises her hand in the fascist salute. It's a gesture that could land you a prison sentence in Germany and Italy, whose reckoning with their fascist dictators, Hitler and Mussolini, has been much more open than Spain's. To understand the possible reasons why, you have to go back to the years following Franco's death. Natalia Mastorovic-Chulio is a lecturer in the School of Political and Social Science at the University of Sydney.
In 1977, they have an amnesty law, which we often refer to as the Pact of Silence. And they're the political elites for the reinstatement of certain political parties that had been made illegal under the dictatorship agree that they won't refer to the past or look at the past. So it prevents any sort of trials, any sort of truth and reconciliation. You know, it's this complete whitewashing of history that has taken place.
At the mausoleum, Franco's great-grandson was among the mourners.
And there's victims on both sides, and we've tried to put this in our past, and we have not been able to because of this new president, because we had put this thing behind us.
What do you think needs to happen now?
We need to, you know, look forward and stop thinking about the past.
Is the move likely to sow more divisions in Spain?
The divisions are already there. They've been there for more than 80 years. So it's not going to sow more divisions. The people that are very against what has taken place and seek to reinstate Francoism within Spain because they see Catalonia as, you know, part of the failings of the democracy of moving away from Francoist policies, they are a very small minority and they don't have enough sway or control for this to actually become a big deal. I think that it will offer some sort of reconciliation, particularly for those victims who have relatives buried at the Valley of the Fallen.
The death toll from the Spanish Civil War and the Franco-era killings and repressions runs into the hundreds of thousands. In recent years, some of his victims have been exhumed from mass graves and reburied themselves, a movement that is likely to gain more momentum now. In Madrid's Puerta del Sol Square, anti-Franco activists were already looking forward.
We must still fight for justice and reparations for the victims of Franco. We're celebrating that a fascist is no longer going to be paid homage to in a public space. But it's only one step.
The man himself has disappeared from sight, but the ghosts of the Franco era haven't yet been laid to rest.
Barbara Miller, our reporter.